your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Health Forum with Ruth Sackman. All comments, views, and opinions are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. In the next hour, Ruth and her guests guide you through the maze of health information and misinformation out there. So pull up a chair. Here's your host, Ruth Sackman.
Welcome to Health Forum. I have a guest today, and I first want to introduce you to my co-host, Consuelo Reyes.
Hi, good to be with you all once again. Before we introduce our guest, why don't I just mention that, as always, we welcome your calls in the second half hour of the show. We know that a lot of people do listen later on the archives, but if you happen to be live, that toll-free call-in number is right in the center of your screen on the Voice America website, and I'll give it a few times as we go along.
Yes, and our guest will be more than willing to answer some of your questions as well, and I think this is a very good opportunity. Let me introduce my guest, and I'm so delighted that she agreed to be with us. It's Rita Znamierowski.
Hello.
She is a recovered patient. And the reason we're willing to introduce recovered patients is we feel that anything that they have done to recover can help anyone out there to avoid cancer as a rule. We can't say anything is 100%, but it will do a good job. And if you have cancer, it should help to control it and hopefully help you to fulfill your own life expectancy. So let me introduce Rita. Rita, how are you?
I am well, a little nervous.
Well, don't be, because you have a very interesting story to tell. And let's start from the beginning. When you were first diagnosed, you've talked to me about it, and I think I know some of the details.
Right.
If you forget something, I can remind you.
Okay.
How will that be?
Excuse me?
I said, how will that be?
That would be fine.
Yeah, you don't have to be nervous.
Okay.
All right. Would you tell the audience the circumstances on which you went to the doctor that you felt no discomfort? First, let me say, Rita was a kidney cancer patient. And, of course, that's a very serious type of cancer because it's not long-term. You don't have a lot of time to do many things. You have to get down to business quite early. So, Rita, go ahead.
Okay.
What was the circumstance you went to your doctor?
Well, I went every year for a yearly checkup, and the doctor had an x-ray machine in his office, and he would always give you a chest x-ray. And he said to me that he sees a pin-sized spot, something that he has not seen there a year or 2 years ago. And he would like me to go to a radiologist. I went to the radiologist, and the response was that there is a little spot there, but it doesn't look like anything. He doesn't really know what it is, and he recommends that I come back in 3 months. My doctor said, no, if it's something there that we don't know what it is, we're not waiting. And he sent me to a radiologist for a CAT scan. That day, they have discovered that I had renal cell carcinoma with metastasis to my lungs. In a plain language, it was a kidney cancer that spread to my lungs.
Which is the typical way that kidney cancer does metastasize.
Right.
It goes a little further, but we don't want to even talk about that because there might be some patients out there and it might frighten them.
Yeah. But well, it did frighten me. My daughters contacted the doctor and he told them that I probably have 3 months to live.
That's because it had already metastasized.
Right.
Yeah.
He also said that that I have to go see a surgeon in Sloan Kettering who had seen me, and he told me that I'm terminal. They were not very encouraging, and they would not operate on me because I was not a candidate for operation since I am terminal. My husband had a cousin who is a kidney specialist for children in Florida, in Jackson Memorial, and the cousin assembled a group of doctors, and they decided that they will operate and take the kidney. At that point, just as luck would be, a friend's son by the name of Daniel, who is a member of Defect Organization, asked for permission to come and see me. And from his history, I knew that he had before some kind of a cancer.
Yeah,
and
with, it was testicular.
Okay, and he, after all of the medical treatment, did not get anywhere, and he turned into the holistic form with the help of a lady by the name of Ruth Sackman. And here I am, he says to me, and you don't have to die. You just have to change your lifestyle. And he took a yellow pad, and he wrote on one side, but I should stop. I should stop eating, drinking milk and eating cheese and eating meat and eating bread and eating anything that is manufactured. And then on the right side, he wrote vegetable juices. You have to eat organic. You have to eat a lot of vegetables. And I listened to him. I didn't say anything. And when he left, I said to my husband, the guy's a nut.
Not typical.
Yeah, if I do what he's telling me to do, I will die of hunger, not of cancer.
Oh.
I was scheduled to go for an operation a month later. And I, as Daniel left my home, I got a phone call from the hospital telling me that my operation has to be postponed because I am anemic to a point that they cannot operate on me. And I should go in and take a prescription of iron pills. I don't know what came over me, but I picked up the phone and called Daniel. And when I told him that, he says, no, you don't take iron pills.
The iron, what, yeah.
Yeah, what you do is drink 3-4 cups or glasses of beets and carrot juice. And Rita, you'll be fine. My husband agreed to do the juices. We went out, we bought the juicer under one condition, that I will also take iron pills. After all, doctors told you you have to do it. I was not in the mood of fighting, so I agreed. And when my husband made me the juices, I drank the juices, and I threw the iron pills into the toilet. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, I went back to the hospital for my blood test, and the nurse came out, and she says, Mrs. Namirovsky, we mixed your blood up with somebody else's. We have to take it again. Go ahead. They took my blood again, and she came out, and she says, I don't understand what it's here.
Oh, that's so, it's not unusual. In other words, they were puzzled by the first test that it had come up.
Yeah, how is it that in 2 weeks there is such a change?
Yes.
And I told them what it is, and I came home, and I said to my husband, I said, if I drank those glasses of juice in 2 weeks and got well enough not to have anemia, where all my life I was anemic and doctors could not help me, I believe in holistic.
So the nut wasn't a nut.
Right. This is where we're going to start. And my husband went out, bought distiller, because he told me we need to drink distilled water. He wanted me to buy a colonic. But I did it every slow, and he stayed with me on the phone every day for hours teaching me. And then he said to me, when I'm finished with you, you have to call Ruth Sackman in the Advancement for Cancer Therapy. This woman is going to get you well. I contacted Ruth. That was 13 years ago. I have gone through the operation. They took my kidney out. And when I was being prepared for immunotherapy by an oncologist in Jackson Memorial. And when I came to him and I told him what I have done and what I believe and what is my wish, he was very receptive. He was very respectful.
Because some just turn you down.
No, he is a gentleman. He's a very known doctor in Jackson Memorial in the Sylvester Center. But he's a very special human being. May I mention his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, his name is Dr. Pasquale Benedetto.
Uh-huh.
And he had spent with me an hour and a half each time he saw me, asking me what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, how I'm feeling it, and discussing with me every part of the holistic approach to my health.
Because to him, a knowledgeable oncologist knew and understood that your situation was not usual.
Right. He looked at the chest x-ray. He agreed agreed with everything I said, but he insisted that I come constantly for checkups because he has to monitor it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. After 3 months, he says, there is no worsening of your lungs. Let's wait another 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 months, he says, you know, Rita, your nodules are lighter. They're not as obvious.
Uh-huh.
3 months later, you know, Rita, you have 12 nodules instead of the 14th. Let's do it
that
further.
Must have been gratifying for you.
Well, to me, it was more than gratifying. I felt I am in control of my life.
Yes, yes. That's a good way to put it.
I enjoy the food. I have read Dr. Norman Walker. His book became my... My Bible. Daughter is coaching me.
Should be everybody's.
Yeah. And that book was on the table, and I constantly read it and followed it to the T with the help of Ruth Sackman, with constantly coaching me. And I also was lucky I had an oncologist in New City, New York, a female doctor. Her name is Dr. Leventhal, and she was also very receptive to my approach. And also spend a lot of time with me without pressuring me into anything but what I'm doing, and with her own supervision. It is 13 years later. I do not have cancer. I have other problems. But all of us have other problems.
Of course. In other words, you're in the normal range.
Yes, I am. And every time I'm not sure or I'm uncomfortable, I have a telephone to Mrs. Sackman, never refused, never charged, never criticized, always advised me, always supported me. And even now, 13 years later, we are always on the phone. Anything else you want me to tell about cancer? I'll tell you. The fear was there for many years, but there is nothing easier than opening a bag with organic food and make a juice and drink it and know that I'm getting the normal, healthy enzymes instead of vitamins, not having to go to a drugstore to pick up medicine and be afraid of side effects. Every time I drink the juices, I feel that I am getting well. I follow the rules. I do the colonics. I drink distilled water. I eat organic food. People say to me, but organic food is very expensive.
My, it's really cheap in the long run.
Well, I figured the prices. I looked at my lifestyle and the expenses, and what I have found out, that if I had to pay for the treatment of getting rid of the cancer, I could have eaten organic food for another 150 years.
Right. That's so
true.
Okay. We have to think of where our values are. You know, we're coming to the end of the first quarter, Rita,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to let Consuelo give some of the telephone numbers, and then we'll be back, and I hope you'll all be with us.
Yeah,
we've got a lot more to talk about.
Okay. I'll give the call-in number on the other side of the break.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute or so.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with the vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Health Crusades seeks to enhance one's lifestyle, physical, mental, emotional, financial, and intellectual empowerment. Your host, John Farley, the author of Living Lean and the creator of the revolutionary Sleep Slim Weight Management System, brings expert guests to inform and entertain you each week. A live healing circle is also provided for those facing life-challenging health issues. That's Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're back. Let me give the call number,
sure.
Okay? It's toll free, 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792. Could I just ask, Rita, I was wondering what your lifestyle was like before all this, Rita, food-wise, because some people feel that it's so hard to change, and yet you change so easily.
Well, it was very hectic. My favorite meal was a salami with a piece of bread and a glass of juice that was bought off the shelves. I didn't know anything about health food. I ate whatever I found, and I am from Europe, so most of my cooking was fried in deep oil, and I think that it had a lot to do with my sickness. Also, I had a very big problem, may I say it, on the air, going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And when I went to a doctor and I told him that I haven't gone for 2 weeks,
he said to me,
it's okay, you have a lazy bowel.
I've heard that from other people, that the doctors have said, well, that's your...
normal.
Yeah, that's normal for you. It is not normal, and let me say this at this point so the listeners will know. The bowel, when you eat food and that goes into the bowel, that's supposed to go out of the bowel just as water from a sewer keeps flowing. Do you see? You don't store that in the bowel because it just rots in there and it putrefies your whole bloodstream. So yes, that kind of thing we feel, and all the natural healing doctors or doctors who have been in this field feel that cleaning out the colon or keeping the colon clean and not allowing material to putrefy in there is part of the program. That if you don't do that, the program, even though you're on organic food, but if you don't see that the waste is eliminated from the body, it will not work. And I have a statement I always say, I would sooner see people clean on the inside than worrying about the outside. Do you see? In other words, what Consuelo said here to ask you what you had done, and you're very comfortable with what you're doing now, aren't you?
Not only am I comfortable, I am a fanatic when it comes to taking care of my inside. My children call me fanatic.
But
stressed or
no? You don't feel as though you're being, it's an imposition.
No,
you're enjoying it, aren't you?
I enjoy because, as I said before, I am in control. I know the symptoms of my body. I take always to heart what you, Ruth, told me many years ago. Just because you don't feel good or you have a pain doesn't mean you're sick. You may be detoxifying. You may be getting well. So I don't fall into a panic when I don't feel well, because I fall back on the information that you have taught me.
All right. That's our role. We want to see that you become knowledgeable, that you could be on your own. But that doesn't mean you can't call here. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the name Dr. Bernard Jensen. He had a health ranch out in Escondido, California, for 60 years. He was one of the geniuses of the health movement. There are others, and they all deserve enormous credit. And what he would always say was, you know, people would come and sit in my office, he said, and they'd look at me and say, I'm looking for a good doctor. And he'd say, but I'm looking for a good patient.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I want to say about you, Rita. You were a good patient.
I was. I want to answer Consuela what she asked me. Am I enjoying it? When I used to cook normal food, I had to start dinner an hour and a half, 2 hours before dinner.
Wow.
As a holistic cook, it takes me 7 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I love it. I love it because I know that what I am feeding my husband and myself is not only healthy, but I'm show-off.
Yes.
I am a show-off. I can do a meal that is very healthy, very presentable in 10 minutes. And it's not an imposition. It's a pleasure. And I share it. People ask me questions, and I am more than happy to share it with them. And their response is, oh, it's too much work to clean the juicer.
But it's not.
Well, I don't think so, but they think it's too, and even if it's too much to wash the juicer, isn't it easier than sit 2.5 hours in a doctor's office? And when you drink the juice, isn't it cheaper and healthier than go to a drugstore and pick up medicine and pay hundreds of dollars?
Which is so expensive today.
Yep.
Now, we introduced you to Doris Sokosh. You've been in touch with her.
Yeah, we're friends.
Occasionally.
Yes.
You know, she too says the same thing about her diet, and that's a dramatic case history. We did have Doris on, she always says, I love my food.
Yes.
And instead of feeling as though, my goodness, I'm a cancer patient and I'm deprived, you know, if you take that attitude that this is a deprivation, it's not going to work as well as it does when you enjoy it.
It's not a deprivation. It is a wonderful approach. The fact that I always learn new things from Ruth Sackman. The fact that I can pick up a phone between 10 and 4 every day and not be afraid that it's an imposition or that I'm going to be bowled out. It is help. It's I cannot say enough about the help that FACT organization has given me, and I have learned to live the right kind of life. The problem at this point in our country is that if our children are not taught in school the right life, the right way to approach to holistic life, and they think that all the answers are in doctor's office, when they grow up, they feel that it's an imposition and it's a difficult thing to learn.
Right.
Yes, but I think things are changing. When we first started here, I can remember a cancer patient going back to her oncologist and telling him that she was on a special dietary program. He said, diet has nothing to do with cancer. There's absolutely no link between the two. Well, today, nearly every doctor has accepted that. Wait, I may be leaving the impression, accepted the fact that there's no link. Nearly every doctor has accepted the fact that there is a link between diet and cancer. It is not only accepted by the medical community, the American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, and there's always something presented. I'm not so sure I agree with the way the presentation is made when they take one food and say, now if you eat this, it may be helpful so that you won't get cancer or protect you against cancer. But it's not a one food. What it is, if they put in more broccoli, they're getting more raw food. But you can do that with every food.
Yeah.
And the wider the range of foods that one eats, the more good material the body can absorb to make healthy cells. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. But things have changed in the 35 years from
Well, how do you make children realize that just because it's green, the juice, it's not bad, it doesn't taste bad? I say taste it. When I make a kale, carrots, apple juice, it is so healthy. It's life enzyme. It's full of health. But it doesn't look appetizing.
But you make it tasty by adding your apple. This
right.
is what people have to do. They have to take whatever they need and then adjust it for their own taste.
Right. But the children...
A good combination I've tried on children, actually, is mostly carrot, but an apple, celery, and a little ginger.
Yeah.
And they really like it. The
that
green might be a little
good.
Much to start with.
Yeah, no, I have tried with my grandkids, and the color pushes them away. And I'm telling him the story when I saw the first time beets and carrots juice. And I said, oh, my God, how can I drink something like that? But when I tasted it, I realized it wasn't bad. And in time, I acquired the taste to it. And knowing that that's what's going to make me feel good and strong and healthy, I got used to it, and I have to have that juice daily.
All right. I think we need to give a little credit to what's going on out there. Even today, they're talking about taking soda out of the schools, their cafeterias, I suppose.
Well, that's about time, because they drink so much soda,
I know,
they don't have place for other stuff.
We have to feel that if they wake up a little bit at a time, it certainly isn't going to get them in the right place as fast as we would like, but we have to give them credit for whatever move they do make.
Well, there is an advancement in improving. If you pay attention in the last 8 years, there are many more health food stores. There are many more doctors who accept the holistic approach.
Okay.
There are changes, because when they talk to me, how can they deny that I was cured not by chemotherapy, because I never got chemotherapy. I wasn't cured by radiation, because I never got radiation. So how is it that my lungs cleared by themselves? They were cleared with the help of the juicing, of the life enzyme, of the change of a lifestyle. How can anybody deny it?
You can't. As a matter of fact, we think we're going to be able to fund a study and collect the data from all the patients around the country. All right,
I'll give you the number once again, because we're approaching the half hour of the show.
Go ahead and do it, Rita.
Should I do that?
Now, we're going to run into the next segment, which is going to be a time when people can ask questions, and I know you won't mind. Am I right?
Yes.
All right, so go ahead, Consuelo.
Okay, it's 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792. And we'll be back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
I gather we're back again.
Yep.
Let me tell the audience, we had a little discussion here while we were waiting during the commercial time, and it became quite interesting, by the way. I felt it ought to be saved for the time the audience was listening. But one of the questions, one statement that was made was about the doctors, although they accept the fact that there is some link between diet and cancer, and that some foods will improve a person's chances of avoiding cancer or helping them after they've had cancer. You have to understand where the medical community is. You cannot expect them to be knowledgeable about nutrition. It is a complicated process to learn the pros and cons of it, to understand the physiology of it, and it is not taught to them in medical school. Mm-hmm. We've been saying this for a long time, and this is the way I put it. If food is the item that keeps us alive, that helps us to make cells, and to repair and everything else, it just does not make sense that the medical schools don't teach nutrition. I have to qualify that. They do teach nutrition, but I think sometimes it's optional and it's a couple of hours, maybe 4 hours. You cannot teach nutrition that way. But then I have to make some excuses for them. Where are they going to get the people to teach the doctors nutrition?
Well, Reed, I'm sorry, you just put your finger on the button. Many of my friends are taking a calcium supplement, and I probably wouldn't have known until you told me that if I need calcium, all the foods that we are eating have enough calcium. The problem that we have is the absorption. And the way we can do it is do it naturally. And you taught me to make sesame milk. And from what I read, sesame milk helps absorb all of the minerals and calcium into your system.
There are other foods, too, that have some wonderful properties. And this is part of the learning. Mm-hmm. And we would hope that one day this is what the doctors will offer all of their patients, that the knowledge about nutrition will be more widespread. It does take time to understand the properties of some of the food. For instance, people will take multivitamins, they don't do much good because they're really all synthetic. You can't put a lot of good material in one tablet like that. Good material takes a lot of space. But let me tell you this. Just take raw honey, which is tasty. It's nice. That raw honey is loaded with excellent quality vitamins and minerals. And those vitamins and minerals are easily absorbed. When you take synthetics, the body doesn't even absorb them well. See, these are the things that have to be understood. This is what we call physiology, knowing what's there, knowing how the synthetics work or don't work, and knowing how the good quality material is picked up by the body and absorbed and used easily. You see, there's a vast difference. Now, you were talking about calcium. Those calcium tablets are made usually of seashells or chalk or eggshells too, but they are inedible calcium. Where nature has done its job, because we need so much calcium, it has put it in nearly every one of the food items out there, and it has given us the ability to absorb it. If we don't absorb it, if we're not getting calcium, or osteoporosis is developing, or they're doing the calcium density tests and they find there's something wrong there, instead of going for this inorganic calcium, find out why the body is not absorbing the calcium that is in that food supply, which is good quality. And usually the culprit is low thyroid. Now, we're going to take up that topic, not the next session that we have. That's going to be TMJ. That's temporomandibular joint. When that joint is not centered properly, it creates havoc all the way down the spine and in the head area. We think people ought to know about that and see to it that the temporomandibular joint, which is neglected and ignored, is understood. We'll give them the ammunition to understand. What they do with it will be up to them. But the program after that, we're going to discuss hypothyroidism. It's much more chronic than people realize, and there's a controversy or a debate going on between endocrinologists about should we or shouldn't we treat for low thyroid, or where do we set the bar to find out what is actually low thyroid. In the meantime, there are millions. The figure I read, it sounds too high to me, but I'll quote it anyway, it's not mine, was 13 million people suffer from low thyroid and are not treated.
I would like to add something else, Ruth.
Go ahead, Rita.
With your system, with your help, and with me turning to holistic, not only have I cured myself of cancer, but I have brought myself to a point where I haven't had a headache in the past 10 years. I haven't had colds. When people have the flu and they go for the flu shots, I don't take the flu shots, and I don't take the flu. I don't get a flu.
Your body will automatically have host resistance.
The juices that I drink, the food that I eat, the approach to life that you taught me, has prevented and taken away a lot of discomfort and sicknesses that a normal person would have when they are toxic. Mm-hmm. But who of us knew what toxicity is in the human body?
Rita, I'm wondering, you've continued to see your conventional doctors through all this. Are they curious about what you do?
They smile. They will never prescribe a medication. One doctor has said to me something interesting. He says, Rita, I do believe in what you're doing, and I believe that there is a base to what you're doing. As a doctor, I cannot tell a patient, instead of an antibiotic, go and fill yourself up with garlic, with ginger, with whatever, honey. As a doctor, I cannot do it. My job is prescribed.
That's what the patient needs to understand.
Right. This is the patient. I stay with the doctor at this point on the same level, and I'm not taking the doctor's study and education in vain. I'm just saying that when I'm sitting in the doctor's office, he knows that I have the right, and I will ask the questions and expect the answers.
And they're willing to provide them.
More than ever.
But
they're wonderful.
Your doctor gave you an idea of where the medical community is at. I don't find that I could criticize doctors per se or a doctor, but I certainly do criticize the system.
Also, Ruth, I would like to add that your system of health is not just for cancer patients.
No,
my husband had a major brain aneurysm, and he was considered dead. He was 3 weeks on life support. And when I brought him home, he was on 17 different medications because that's what the hospitals do. And with your help, little by little, I removed him from the drugs. I got him into the holistic food again because when he was on life support, his metabolism and everything was berserk. And you have to see him today. He's not 100%. He has memory loss. He has some moments that are difficult. But he lives as normal life as possible without medication.
But from the condition he was in, he's in very good shape.
If you compare...
The progress he has made has been quite dramatic.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And I continue to call you, and you're continuously helping me to do things, not only with what I have to do for him, but how to handle it and how I should behave or treat myself so I will not go nuts. And
yes.
I cannot say enough.
You don't want stress in your life because that's harmful for you.
Yes, stress is there, but with your help and with all of the holistic approach to life and health, I think I'm doing much, much better than millions of other people. And if they listened and they wanted to learn and they contact FACT organization, I think that you could help much, many more people than what we do.
Well, we are, and I think there are loads of people out there. As I say, we're planning to do a study, and we're going to contact everybody we've known over the years.
Uh-huh.
Since we've been here for 35 years, we've had patients who have done well, who have completed their life cycle. We had a patient who had cancer of the spine, signed himself out of the hospital on a stretcher. He was going to die in a short period of time, a matter of a few months. And he survived for 27 years because he changed his lifestyle and he lived until he was 80, I think it was 87, and he survived for 25 years, but died of old age at the age of 87 for him.
Well, I'm sure you have played golf and everything.
Oh, right? Yes. He was
I am sure you have many of those examples, and one of them is Doris Sokosh. When I speak to her and I see in what condition she was toward the end of her life, and for her to come back because somebody put in drops of juice into her system and helped her with other stuff, it is hard to believe, but we are here, and we'll talk about it, and we will try to convince as many people as we can to improve their lifestyle.
All right. You know, Doris's case history is over 30 years.
Yes.
Yes, and that's what we had to wait for. This is why now we're ready to do a study. We didn't want to claim anything too soon. All right. Consuelo, is it your time to do something?
Okay. I'll do the number one more time. 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792. One more segment to go.
All right.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is the program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and blocks and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problems, as well as your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
So much to talk about, and they were continuing the conversation. Before we go into the next segment, I don't want to forget something, and I'm going to talk about this every time we're on the program, and that is I'd like everybody to subscribe to Organic Consumers Association. We need a uniting force here so that we can take back from the authorities, United States, it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has interfered, actually, in a system that was in place so that those of us who wanted organic knew how to find it. It said organic. Now, what they've done to that term organic, they've said, well, anybody who is supplying organic food, even though there's 5% of it has pesticides and chemicals in it, they can call it organic as well. Mm-hmm. What they should have done was to protect our interests. We are a vast army of people looking for organic. Instead, they opened up the door to the food processors like Kraft and all of the others, you know, Del Monte, you know who they are. Now, if they want to enjoy the $22 billion worth of business, just let them raise their standard instead of saying, no, you can keep that standard and still call it organic, which has confused those of us who are looking for organic. We don't know how to find it. So this organization is in the forefront, and we're suggesting to every group that they sign up, they subscribe, they will send you over the internet
information, a weekly newsletter
that will keep you so informed and up to date. They are doing a wonderful job. They deserve our support, and we need them, actually.
There's no charge to subscribe.
Can you tell them how to do that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's no charge to subscribe. Of course, you can make a donation, which is nice.
Which would be nice.
Yeah, but you get a weekly newsletter, which I find fascinating, very interesting. So it's just, the site is www.organicconsumers.org, O-R-G.
That's simple.
That's simple, and you'll see right on the first page and to the right-hand side where you can subscribe, put in your email. And you'll be kept up to date on what's going on and how we have to really let our voice be heard.
We must let our voices be heard. Otherwise, we're not going to, everybody's going to produce organic under the label organic, which will not really be organic. You will be getting pesticides or chemicals. And we know as a fact that there have been carcinogenic chemicals approved by Food and Drug and USDA. It's a known fact, you see. And we simply don't want that in our food supply. And certainly someone like Rita would be desperate not to have it in her food supply.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Part of her recovery was feeling that she was eating good, healthy food and not ingesting any more of that.
But it's not only the healthy food, but not having an intake of any cancer-causing chemicals.
Absolutely.
Also, the knowledge of the combination of foods that are feeding the proper enzymes and minerals into your system.
Yeah, but you see, Rita, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the term organic, when you go to the store and buy something and it says organic, it is not necessarily safe and pure.
When it has that USDA label, that's the problem.
You see what I'm saying? I don't know if you knew that.
I know that, and most of the time what I do when I bring it home and I am about to use it, I fill up a pot with distilled water. I put in a half a lemon and 3 tablespoons of salt, and I let this soak there for 10 minutes and clean it up.
Well, you can't be sure. Root vegetables absorb things, and they hold it. What we want is to make sure that that label is reestablished the way everyone understood it to be, that when it said organic, we expect that there is no chemical in there, no dangerous chemical in there. They can put other little things in, but we don't want a dangerous chemical in there. Yeah. At one time, there was a law on the books, and it was very simple, and all it said that you cannot approve for food or drugs anything that shows up to be carcinogenic in man or animal, you see. Now, that law was repealed. Everybody's breaking down all of these regulations for the safety of the consumer in order to prop up the selling process for the suppliers. Consumers, I don't think we ought to, I'm sorry, I'm bumbling along. I think suppliers need to be protected, but we need to be protected as well.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because to get that certification is very costly, and a lot of the small farmers who are actually producing the quality organic can't afford to go through that.
Right.
So a lot of people are looking for an alternative term to use that would indicate homegrown, you know, local.
Yeah, that's another term some of them are beginning to develop, homegrown.
Yes.
And it, to them, or, you know, anybody can call their stuff homegrown and still use pesticides, but they're hoping that people will understand when they say homegrown, they mean organic.
Well, I think in Iowa, or one place that I read in the newsletter last week, actually, was saying that they can put, they if they put homegrown organic, which indicates
well, that
it's local.
Fine. So we'll know, we're going to try to do something so we can recover our ability to recognize the food that is pure.
Before the show is in, may I just thank Consuela, you, Ruth, the whole FACT organization. Oh. You guys are my guiding light.
Well,
and you could help a tremendous amount of people.
You make it worthwhile, Rita, because we're looking for good patients, too, and they're not that easy to find.
Well, if people know what's good for them and they would call your place, they support your organization, they will find out that to live is a pleasure.
Oh, yes, and to live healthfully.
Right.
Yeah, there's a zest for life that way.
It is. The feeling that I am in control.
Yes.
Is a tremendous feeling. I'm just a show-off. I tell everybody I'm holistic, and I am a show-off, I admit.
You know, it's still, you have to be very proud of yourself, Rita, because I'm recovering from this broken leg, and I found that I have a positive attitude. You know, it makes such a difference. But I did come across a lot of people who just get depressed and feel sorry for themselves and feel like victims.
Yep.
And
yep.
You didn't feel that, did you?
No, I felt that, I have to admit, between you, Ruth, the FACT organization, Daniel, my children, and my husband, I had a tremendous support.
Yes, that's good.
And when the doctors smile and they say, you are very special. Yeah, I feel fantastic. I feel good.
Yeah, yes, you should.
Oh, dear.
That's so wonderful.
We'd like this, of course, out in the public area, mainstream, so that everyone has the choice. And this is what we're saying. No one has to choose this way unless they want to, but I think they're entitled to be aware of it
right.
so that they have a choice. And then they'll do it their way. Some people might still go to the doctor and say, I'd rather come here, you give me an injection, do you see, instead of putting forth the effort. But those people who want to save their life and put forth the effort, they should have that option. And they don't really. They have to hunt high and low to really find a good source. And even the alternative movement has become a bit corrupt because people have recognized that there's money to be made in the cancer area and the health area with so many people looking for. We're coming to the end of our program, Rita. So I want to really thank you for the what you've done today, the opportunity you've given people to hear what you've said and to benefit from it. And I think that's what you want, isn't it?
That's what I want, and I want them to pick up the phone and call your office and learn from you the things I have learned. It's easy.
We're here
it
to
takes
help
time.
Them. We publish a magazine which is called Cancer Forum, and it does not have to be limited to the cancer patient.
Right.
Everybody's entitled to good health.
My husband has benefited from your advice and directive more than he had benefited from all of the medications and doctors, and I say it honestly and clearly.
All right. We're going to have to say goodbye and hope to see our have our audience tune in again next week. Topic will be TMJ.
Ah. Okay, see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Health Forum. To contact Ruth about the show, visit fact-ltd.org or call 212-741-2790. That's 212-741-2790. Tune in next Wednesday for another hour of Health Forum with Ruth Sackman.